Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Please sit up in heavenly places. Let's do this. I have a leading that by the time we wrap up, we're going to do a little praise session again. So get ready. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Those of you who were at Oxano, you had a glorious Oxano encounter. Can you disturb your neighbors? That's okay. That's okay. Now, glory to God. In case you are disturbed, it's not wrong. It's just the joyful noise that is being made unto the Lord. Amen. Yes, so I'm going to share a few things this morning. Then we will pray and go this week expecting glorious things that will happen again in our lives. Now, I will not be able to repeat the things that we said in Oxano. Of course, I can't repeat everything we said in 4 days, in just 45 or 40 minutes. I will not be able to repeat everything that we have said. But for the sake of because of the kind of church that we are, we're very particular about the well-being of our members all round. So that one of the things we try to do is that we serve as a catalyst. The church serves as a catalyst to push you into God's plan and purpose for your life. The church, the latter house will be greater than the former. It says the path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. Are we here together? That means whatever your life looked like this year, next year is supposed to be better. Are we here together? You're supposed to bear fruits. You're supposed to do well. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The Bible says, rejoice and be glad, they that favor my righteous cause. For God is always excited, takes pleasure in the prosperity of the saints. In other words, God is not excited when you're not doing well. When you're doing well, it brings much joy to God. When your skills, your potentials, your abilities, your business, your career is doing well, it brings much pleasure to God. And God is looking down from heaven, especially when it is in line with purpose. I'll teach that in the second part of what I'm sharing this morning. God is excited, looking and saying, wow, my children are doing very well. And I don't think there's any responsible father that would want the children to fail and struggle and suffer. No responsible father will want that. And God is a responsible father. He cares about us, isn't it? Hello, church. Are we here together? God cares about us. God is interested in our success. Amen. So I thought in Oxano, something that I will recap in 7 minutes. Then I'll get into my message. I said that there are certain, the wisdom of God, the power of God, rather, is divided into two. For those of us who have been hearing it since, hear it again. Once have I spoken, twice you have heard. Unfortunately, I'm speaking 3 times. So you should be hearing like 3 times 9. Please listen. The power of God is not just healing the sick, raising the dead. The power of God is not just making blind eyes see, rather, or giving you a supernatural breakthrough in your business. Supernatural. There is the supernatural breakthrough, and there is this systematic breakthrough. The power of God is also in systems. The power of God is also in structures. The power of God is also in his principles and laws that govern the universe. Please listen and pay attention. This will help us. So that when you go to, as they call it, the secular world, you enter the banking hall and you realize that there are setups. They have different, departments. or you go to an oil company, or you go to a multinational, whatever business they do, they have operations, they have sales, they have marketing. Are we here together now? They have different departments. These departments, they are led by people. They use the principle of leadership to run the department. They have organograms. They know who reports to who, how everything should be done in order. Is that not? They also have time. They don't wake up and they appear there anytime. They don't wake up and say, okay, today we'll just come by 12, tomorrow we'll come by 2. People have time when they resume, is that not? People have time when they will have to close. And they are also consistent. How many of you have known those kind of people who sell things in your streets? And maybe the woman is just selling to while away time. Maybe her husband has other businesses. So she will come on Monday. Then sometimes she'll come on Wednesday. At other times she'll come on Saturday. Then you'll not see her again. Then another day, it's not like the Mondays and Wednesdays and Saturdays consistent. Another day is Tuesday. Maybe today she has to just go to one party. So she's not consistent. One of the things that happens is that anytime you want to buy something from her, you are not sure. So imagine you are coming back from somewhere and what you want to buy is really important. You will not risk going there because you are not sure she's going to be around. So you would rather go to somewhere else and buy what you want to buy. Then if you see her, say, ah, madam, I don't know, say you go there, I don't buy her. Now, imagine 20, 30 people behave like that. She will be losing customers. Why? Because she is ignoring a principle and a law that governs the universe that makes for increase. Are we here together? Now, that principle and law, it's not human. Human beings are not the ones that, for God by himself, put all those things already in nature. And if you look through the pages of scripture, you will see them. And Jesus practiced every of these principles. One of the things I want to advise you to pay attention to in 2025 is your leadership. Write it down, your leadership. What kind of systems do you have around your business, around your career, around your family? As a man, the head of the house, is there a leadership structure in your family? Who does what? How? When? Life cannot be better than the structures that you have put. If you have a business, the sales girl doesn't know whether she is higher than the operations. Operations is not sure who is supposed to fire. The sales girl wakes up one morning and tells the madam, I'll fire you. We're going to have problem. Are we getting what I'm saying now? So there is a leadership structure. This person knows who to report to. This person knows how to handle that. Now, these are things that secular people use to run their systems. But even Jesus, when he came to the face of planet Earth, he did not just start his ministry like that. The Bible says one day he stood there and he called 12 of them. Out of the 12, he had 4. Out of the 4, he had 1. Apart from the 12, he had 70. Apart from the 70, they had 500. Apart from the 500, later we started seeing many more disciples of Jesus. It is leadership, because everything rises and falls on what? Leadership. If your leadership is bad, nothing will work. In fact, your life today is simply a reflection of how well you have led yourself. Organizations all over the world, countries all over the world, it is their leadership. The leadership of Dubai, like I told us many years back, woke up one morning and they said that this United Arab Emirates cannot continue like this. No way. And they started and had a vision. You probably want to read the book. You know, I can't remember the name now. I don't even remember the book. You know, and with that vision, they drew a plan, not 2 years, not New Year resolution. Long-term plan. So I want to charge you next year, don't just plan 2025. See your life 2030 and start from now. Give a little bit. God is a God of vision. So after you have leadership, first of all, leadership is the ability to, you know, influence, guide, and direct. You want to read leadership books next year and enhance your leadership skills so that your wife can see that you're a better husband. Your husband can see you're a better wife because you understand the power of leadership. Your children can see you're a better parent. Your parents can see you're a better child. Leadership. All of us need leadership at different levels. The one who is 20 years old, supposed to lead the ones of 14 and 15 with solid leadership skills, and we can see that this person is good. That's why others can follow. Now, these are principles applicable in family, in businesses, in your career, and everywhere. If you lack leadership, hit your head on the floor, turn over the ground, your business will not go far. It's not God's fault. It is the wisdom and the power of God captured in a principle called the law of leadership. They have different laws in leadership. They have different laws, law of buying in. They have the law of influence. They have the law of magnetism. They have the, you know, John C. Maxwell wrote so many, and many other writers have written. Go and study. If your life will advance, you must contend for knowledge. Because knowledge itself is power. Some of you will start a business in 2025 in a small shop, and by the time we look at about in the next 3, 4, 5 years, it has already branches in about 20 states in this nation, if not more. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. The reason businesses cannot have extensions, they cannot branch out, they cannot, is because of poor leadership. Trust is lacking, so you're not sure that you have trained somebody well enough that can manage. So manage that principle. Secular organizations manage it. They are not the owner. God himself is the leader. And he put Adam first. And he said, Adam, you are the head. If you are supposed to help. God did not say, Adam and Eve, just do it as you people like. Decide. No. So initially, when God created the earth, he set the structure of leadership. Adam, if you are help, meet, suitable for this leader that is supposed to influence the earth. Both of you will dominate and influence, but somebody has to be in front. So your business has to reflect something like that. Number two is purpose and vision. You must have a vision. What do you see? What is the reason why you're doing that business? If you're doing your business to feed your children and build a house, you are wasting your time. It's too useless to live that kind of life. Just to feed children, build a house, buy a car, and that's the end. I have retired. Why that kind of life? What impact is your life going to make? The quality of your life is not in the house you built or how you were able to buy a car. You know, the quality of your life is in the lives that you have impacted. The Bible says a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he has. No. But many people just want to accumulate. They are not thinking of how they will use whatever they have gotten to impact other life. The value of your life in the sight of God is the impact that it is making in the lives of many others. By the power of vision, you can change everything. Jesus came, and the Bible says, for this purpose the Son of Man was made manifest. He was not a confused man. He was not doing, today you are selling shoe, tomorrow on your status it is granite, next tomorrow it is potato, next tomorrow rat, next tomorrow cassava. We don't know what you are doing. You are confusing the world. Some businesses have been for the past 100 years, and if they decide to diversify, you will know that they're leveraging on the strength of a brand that has worked to branch into something else. If one thing in your life has not worked, don't do many things. You are confusing the whole world. Give one a voice. When it works, and you tell the world you can do this too, even if you have not started, they believe that if this one has worked, this one will work. The power of vision and purpose. I told them, I will not share everything like I told you. If you have missed Oxano, go and listen to the message. The law of diligence and consistency. Because you are the CEO of your business, you wake up and you get there by 10 o'clock. You go and look at the correct CEOs in the world. They don't even sleep. You say, I'm everything I want to do now. Hello, says guy. I don't tire. I'm there for bed. Just go there. Go do what you like. And before you know it, all the customers are going. You are saying, I don't know what is happening. You should be the number one person to pay attention. The Bible says, give attention to your flock. The business has not grown. You are sleeping. Jesus worked for 6 days and rest for 1 day. You rest for 6 days and work for 1 day. So I guess it's get for there. I guess it's get for there. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Go back 2025 and apply the laws of diligence. Hard work. Sweat your brain. Know where they buy it at the cheapest price. Know where they get the best products that your service, your clients will enjoy. Then be consistent. Any unbeliever, anybody can wake up tomorrow and the principle will work for everybody. Because God has given that principle as a general principle that works. And that's why you hear some people say that, my prosperity has nothing to do with God. It's not true. An unbeliever can say that and wherever he thinks his prosperity is. But even diligence and consistency, it is a person who is alive that can be consistent. It's a person who has brain that is working that can run business. So we credit everything to God and say all power belongs to him. Because he kept us alive. That he even gave human beings the wisdom in the land of the living to use brain to do it. Goats, ants, ants, they get food for themselves, is that not? But do they have any posterity to live for? Nothing. They're just there and they're gone. But we have, and we can plan it, and you can write a will and decide who will own it and who will do that and who will not do that. And those of us who are already, you know, normally should be at the beginning of a person's life. If you're already 50 years or 60 years, go and write a will. You are not going to die. Just write a will. Yes, I'm a lawyer, and I understand the need for you to put order before you die. Because when you go to court, you see people fighting everywhere. Children are fighting after their parents. In fact, the dead bodies of their parents will be angry to see them fight. The way they fight, you now know that even twins can turn against themselves like they are mad. You wonder, what was wrong? As if they are not. Why? Because somebody had wealth. A good man leaves inheritance for his children's children. And the only way he will leave the inheritance is to make sure you divide it before you die. God told Abraham, share the property and send, what's his name now? Ishmael away now while you are here. Because if you don't do it, if you die, Isaac will suffer. So he quickly did that and moved Ishmael, gave him everything that he needed to do, and said, everything belongs to Isaac. That's order. Put order around it. 2025 is here. You want to apply the law of faith. Believe that the things you are doing will work. Believe. I will not talk so much on that so that I can touch a few things I want to say. Then the law of connection. Look for the right people. Work with the right people. You don't need everybody around your circle. Some people, you are staying with your friend because they are childhood friends, but they are childhood friends, grown-up liability. If the person is just around you and they are not adding anything, you know those kind of friendship where you are really growing and you are doing business very well, then your friend is around you. But that your friend that is around you, he doesn't really have anything he's doing, but you want to really support him. But he's not even willing to help you in the business. He just wants you to bring money. Even you are the one that will cook and do everything, he will just sit down and eat. Oh, my guy, God don't bless you. One day, God will bless me. No, God cannot bless that friend. If you want to help the friend, drive him away. Let him suffer small. Am I hard? The most successful people in life and in business, they are very brutal. Then the law of honor. Honor. The people you honor matter a lot. Check around you. There are certain people that will help you in life. Honor them. Don't compete with somebody you should honor and learn from. This is a new year. You want to put yourself in place and start seeing those that can show you the way. The person who has seen ahead that you're supposed to honor and he will show you is the one you are fighting with. So he will block the road and you can't pass. Wife, honor your husband so that things can work well. Husband, and also honor your wives because she has a role and she's playing. Children, honor your parents so that you don't die early. Come up, man, a year. Parents, don't provoke your children to anger. Remember that they are going to take care of you at one time or the other. Don't put that heart of bitterness in them. Train them, love them, and let them know that your discipline is because you really love them. If they don't have that mindset, they will grow one day and believe in their lives that you suffer them. I make the man suffer back. And if you had terrible experience in your life that made you not play your part as a father and mother, share the story with them so that they will not live with the pain of not seeing you do it. Instead of knowing the story behind it, then they will decide not to live that kind of life and also be better people. It makes a lot of sense. Am I communicating? When wisdom speaks, you listen. And wisdom is profitable to direct. It's just the wisdom of God. And I want us to pay attention to those things. But regardless of all these things today, just a few minutes remaining now. My time is already up, almost up. I'm just going to share this with us, and I think it will bless us. I want you to understand that apart from our business, apart from our career, apart from our jobs and the things that we are pursuing, which God wants to succeed, and he has put principles in place for us to do them so that we can succeed. God wants us really to do well. But God wants you to know that you were not just created for time. We are not just created for time. Man is an eternal being. And the impact and the worth and the value of a man's life will not be calculated just in time. Man is an eternal being. Can you say to yourself, man is an eternal being? Yes. There are many people under the face of the earth today that God has given a major assignment to do very big things, but they have become very comfortable. They are pursuing what to eat, what to drink, how to survive and all that, they have forgotten that their life is not just about what to eat, what to drink, and how to survive. You were not designed for survival. You were actually designed to thrive, to dominate, to rule in a particular area of your calling, your purpose, your potential, your ability. Then use that platform to bring glory to God and do things that have eternal value. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Yes. So God wants you to see that. God wants you to understand that. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time appointed to every purpose under heaven. I know everybody wants to be 120 years before they die, but not everybody will be 120, not everybody will be 80, not everybody will be 70, for whatever reason, I cannot explain. If I tell you everybody, I will be lying, because you too, you know that so far as you are alive today, many people did not live that much. Some people live 40 and their life already made some heavy sense. I know a few of them. They live 40, 30. Martin Luther King, that helped America come out of the pain that he was in, he didn't live to even become the president, but he gave a landing mark. He gave a footing. He gave a space that made people come to that place and their lives started to count. We can count the names of the people, and many of them have died and we don't remember their name. But anytime we talk about the story of the revolution that shifted America, you remember Martin Luther King Jr. And he didn't live as long as you would have wanted any other person to live, but he lived a fulfilled life. David said, teach me to number my days so that I will apply my heart unto what? Wisdom. So that I live my life every single day as if this is the last. Even when I know that I can still have so much. You know why? If you live your life every day as if it is the last, your life will be so impactful. The longer, the more impactful. But if you live your life without being sure of what will happen, you will find lapses and slacks here and there. And you never can tell what will happen at a point. Is anybody getting what I'm saying, church? So Ecclesiastes said, to everything there is a season and a time appointed to every purpose under heaven. Yes, every person has a purpose. There is a time. There is a time. If the timeline that you're supposed to do something is age 30 and you have missed it, you will be needing what they call restoration of season. If it is 40 and you missed it, you'll be needing what they call restoration of season or time. And that's possible, but not everybody gets that opportunity for a restoration. Know it very well. Not everybody gets opportunity for a restoration. What you will be celebrated for, if you do it at 40 or 50, if you do it when you are 70, nobody's going to make noise. In fact, they will be surprised that what's wrong with this person. You're just waking up. But if you have done what you should do and what you're supposed to be doing at 80 and 90 as a base person who is an encyclopedia of dimensions of wisdom to guide the next generation, when you talk and wisdom is coming out, people will say, yes, correct. But if you have not done what you should do, when you should be dispensing wisdom, you'll be laboring with a generation that is laboring. There'll be no time to fulfill that aspect and that dimension of your purpose and life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Am I preaching fine? You don't like the message? We should close. Even if you say yes, it's not yet time. And I know you're not saying, you know, this generation of 2 hours, 2 hours church. What is sumi? Because most of you here now, many of us, especially those of us who are maybe 27 and above, 30, 35, 40, well, you know that this is not how you were going to church. There's a problem. So if you are in a hurry, just know that you have joined the problem. I'm telling you the truth. Because when you listen, these days we just rush everything. But I'm going to close early. I'm just telling you that. I'm not doing it because it's what I want to do. I'm doing it because we are flowing with the generation we are in. Ideally, there is so much to do, so much to invest in, so much to teach, so much to put in place. Because the longer we take time to teach what we should have taught in 5 years, and people will use it for 20 years of their life, we will teach it in 30 years, and some people will be lagging behind to get what they should get. In God, there are a lot of things in God the church doesn't know. Many people don't know about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Many people don't know anything about eternal judgment. Many people don't know. The only thing they preach today in church is motivational message. Many people don't know anything about your salvation. Many people don't know anything, as it is now, they don't know anything about the doctrines that cover the person of God theology. They don't know anything. And they're in church 5 years, 4 years, 20 years. It's two hours. It's not even 2 hours. The message is always 45 minutes. Everybody, makbari, kamaloli, kamaloli, kamaliwalo. That is where we are. So you will need to find time on your own to do some work, like the Berean Christians, who were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They gave themselves to the word to check what Paul was saying. But this thing Paul is saying, hi, let's check it again. If we sit in this church today and analyze, there are some of us who have not read your Bible from last week's Sunday to today. The next time you saw Bible is the one I open here now. True or false? You understand what I'm saying? The last time you saw Bible was on the screen on Sunday. The next time you see Bible is on the screen on Sunday. That is not how to live the life we are in. This is not how to live that life. There is more. Study to show yourself approved unto God, the workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the book of the truth. The Bible says, this book of thou shall not depart out of the mouth, shall meditate upon it day and night. That's why believers don't know. Everybody on the internet can just come and talk rubbish and scam everybody. And people say, hey, not true. That man know the Bible. All those pastors are so then they do. Because you don't know anything. Wake up and say 2025, I will press for eternal things. Things that have value. Things that will last. Things that are sustainable. Is somebody getting what I'm saying this morning? In Ecclesiastes there, verse 11, look at what he says. Let me put it fast. So he says there is time to every purpose under heaven, verse 1. Then verse 11, it says that God has set eternity in the heart of men. 11, please, 11, thank you. He says he has made everything beautiful. What time? In its time. So there is time for everything, is that not? And it's only beautiful in its time. If it passes its time, it will no longer be beautiful. The beauty of a thing is when it happens in its time. That's why the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a desire fulfilled is like a tree of life. When it happens in its time, when you need 100,000 naira to escape a major problem now, and somebody gives you right on time, it is a lifesaver. But when you need it and you have nobody to give you, then you suffer. And after you have suffered, then you now come out of the suffering. You are now very rich. Somebody now brings you 100,000 naira. Does it have value? He has also put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. No one person can find everything from beginning to end, but you can search out your own part of it. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. It is the honor of us kings, we are kings, to search it out. So their mandate is on you to search out your own assignment. Eternity should be in your heart as you are setting out your assignment, as you are going about your business, as you are going about your career, as you are pursuing your work, as you are marrying, as you are having children, as you are doing everything. Let eternity be in your heart. He has set it. But many people don't set their affection on things above. They set it on things beneath. They are too conscious of time. They have lost the consciousness of eternity. They have lost the consciousness of the fact that man was not designed for just time. Man has an eternal worth. Man has an eternal value. Man must do something on earth here in time that will count in eternity. The report card of our lives will not be given to us in time. The only people who give you a report card in time are people who gather around your burial ground lying. They know that you are a bad person. They say, a good man, a good man has died. Then when they go back to their house after eating your chicken, say, man, that man is stubborn. Oh, maybe not. He's working on himself. He's okay. He's okay. You see? Am I communicating here? Does anybody get what I'm saying this morning? So you want to position yourself like somebody who is an eternal being. God cannot make man such a sophisticated being that can discover so many things and put only time frame of 0 to 80, 100, 120 and our life will expire. The ideal man was supposed to live 1,000 years, but not a single man has lived 1,000 years. The highest that anybody lived was 969 thereabout in the Bible, Methuselah. But God's plan was that man will have longevity, influence the earth, subdue the earth, make so much of impact for God. Because we're created for God's glory. You are not created for your business. Your business for God. You are not created for your career. Your career for God. You are not created to marry. Your marriage is for God. You are not just created to do all those things. Everything is supposed to be for the glory of God. Am I preaching fine this morning? to emphasize, I want you to be able to understand that I'm emphasizing this morning the need for you to have an eternal understanding, an eternal perspective. Don't see only in time. If you see eternity in view, you will determine the way you will treat human beings around you. If you see eternity in view, you will determine what you'll be spending on. People spend on all manner of things. The only thing that is difficult for them to spend on will be things that have eternal value. Spend on let's help orphans and let God see that we have done good works. It's difficult just to build my own house, buy my own car, spend money on my vanities. Vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Does God want you to enjoy some things that are vanity? Oh yes, house, vanity, cars, vanity, marriage, vanity, everything vanity. But you can translate your vanity into eternal value. So why Solomon was saying some of those things at the point he had made too many mistakes. He said youth life is vanity. Even to eat became vanity to him. Everything became, why? Because he had wasted. If I'm eating now, my food is not vanity. My food is for energy to run kingdom assignment. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not eating to go to the toilet and just waste my time there. No. And that is the reason why in the past, if I'm not mistaken, in the past 400 days or thereabouts, I eat once a day. What am I looking for? What exactly am I looking for? I count it like that in intervals. And there's nothing much to pursue on the face of the earth. Because one day, how many of us remember the last senator that died? Was it in Andy Uba, Ifa Uba, whatever? Where they put stockfish and clothes and shoes in the plane is where they put him. And they just brought him out. No matter what he has built, no matter what he has achieved, everything, he will just come out with stockfish, come out with crayfish, and enter, prepare to meet your Lord. What have you done with your time? Because somebody gave you time. Hello? Somebody gave you what? It's a good message for this period. And if you're just coming for the first time, God loves you so much. So that you can hear the right things. So God wants us to do that. Do you know that many people, let me give example one or two and wrap up. There's a man in the Bible called Jonah. Our guest was talking about him yesterday. God had an assignment for Jonah to reach out to the city of Nineveh because all of them were misbehaving and they would die. Then Jonah got very busy rushing to Tarshish because he didn't want to go on assignment. Because it's possible that in this church we have many Jonas and Joannas. Glory to God. Those who run away from the assignment of God and pursue their own personal gain, their personal comfort, and whatever will make life easy for them. See, I don't want to stress myself. Let me just do it. Jonah, go to Tarshish and tell them, if I tell a sinner that he will die in his sin, and I tell you to go and warn him from his sinful ways, God says that when you go and warn the sinner from his sinful ways, his blood will be taken off from your head. But if I tell you to go and warn a sinner, and you refuse to warn the sinner, he said the sinner will die. I don't know. He would have left the sinner for another person to warn. There are certain people nobody will warn. You are the only one. There are certain calamities in your family. Nobody will raise it. You are the only one. If you leave it, another generation will carry the burden. You leave it, another generation will carry the burden. One generation upon another generation will carry the burden because there's always an appointed person. Samson, leave your assignment and the Israelites will die like chicken. And they will continue to die because Samson, you have left your assignment. Is anybody got what I'm saying here? That's why Satan tried to distract Jesus Christ from his purpose. Tried to do everything. The Bible says he was tempted at all costs. Because if Jesus had committed one sin, nobody would die for us again. So Satan tried every single thing. Some of you, your temptation, you think it is just because of you. It's not because of you. It's not because of this world. It is the greatness that you carry. It is the destiny you carry. The problem you are going through right now, Satan knows that if you are tough enough and you get angry and rise, a whole generation will come out of pain. But he will try to cloud you, try to make you weak and tired, do everything he can to frustrate the purpose of God for putting you on the face of planet Earth. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you are not here by chance. You are not here by coincidence. You are not here by mistake. Your father and your mother might not have planned. You might have been born out of wedlock. But in God, there is no luck. Every man that came in here is on an assignment. And you have to fulfill your assignment. Or else, if you live here without fulfilling the assignment, it is called a wasted life. Am I still communicating? Jonah ran to Tarshish. and the people in Nineveh are about to die. All of them will die, oh, just because of Jonah. And anywhere Jonah entered, problem. Jonah entered a ship. And as he was going in that ship, the Bible says that these men that are businessmen, they have made a lot of money to satisfy their vanity. Put it inside the ship, and they were traveling to go and enjoy their lives. Then the serious storm came. The reason some storms are raging around is because you are keeping Jonah around you. You better identify your Jonah and throw your Jonah out. Until Jonah is thrown overboard, you will continue to struggle. Jonah has to leave. If Jonah doesn't leave that ship, all of them will die. And guess what? They started throwing away their goods. All the things this one bought, he threw everything inside the ship because his life is more important. That day, they will now know that life is more important than everything. Just imagine something happens now and you are in an aeroplane and everything just then all of a sudden they now call and say the only thing that will stabilize the aeroplane right now is that all the money in your account should be emptied. Empty now, fast. Take your phone, empty it. What will you do? Everybody will start shouting, where the account, where we empty to? Because you know that if you are alive, you can still make more. Shows you that the value of your life is even more than everything you have been pursuing from the beginning of your life up until now. Am I preaching fine this morning, church? So while Jonah was running to Tarshish, these men emptied their ship. They emptied everything. And it was just their life remaining. And Jonah now opened up at the dying hour. At the last minute, he should have opened up earlier and said, see, you guys don't empty anything, don't empty, just throw me away. When they have finished everything they had, when they have wasted everything gone, Jonah now said, I have something to say. What do you have to say? Say it quick. He said, you see, the problem of this ship is just me. How? You don't know me, oh. Say it before we die. Okay, then I don't need to tell you. Throw me out. Now. If we had died, I can imagine an Igbo man there would slap you and say, in a weara. So they just carried Jonah and they threw Jonah outside. As soon as they threw Jonah outside, everything became calm. Some of us have Jonahs in our life. Why? On assignment for God, but pursuing his vanity. And as soon as Jonah came there, you know the one thing? Those Jonahs, they don't die. You cannot be El Shaddai. You can't save everybody. Throw some people away. They will still survive. 2025, leave them. They are just your liability. Leave them. As soon as they threw Jonah away, everything came calm. Then God sends Jonah's own vehicle to show up. A fish just came from nowhere. And say, Joe, Abba. Jonah entered. After 3 days, the fish took Jonah to the place where he dropped him. And he was praying, oh, God, spare my life, oh, help me, oh, I don't want to die. Eh? I will go. Some of you don't wait until I will go. Go now. You know, some of us, God is not calling us to do the work of the kingdom full time. God is calling you to dedicate time to serving him. God is calling you to dedicate some of your resources to partnering with the kingdom and being effective. And I don't like the part where people say that I am giving my money to God, but I cannot do anything for God physically. You will do something. Your body is for God. Anything you can do, any participation, if they are sharing flyer, you join, you share. If they are saying something, you join, you do. If they are posting something, you do, you push. See, do the work. Don't let any devil of this dispensation tell you that there is an executive seat that you are going to stay and just do from a distance alone. That one is good. Your money is good. I tell you, you need your money. See, partner in this church, you see, we are building, you can bring your money, it doesn't change anything. But the most important thing is that you can still give the money. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you will not be fulfilled. But we need the money. You get what I'm saying? I won't preach half message because of that one. I'll still tell you the truth. Are we getting what I'm saying, church? So wake up today as you are planning to enter the new year very fast. And say to yourself, God, I want to be useful. I want to live a life that is eternal. I don't want to live for time. The consequences of living for time is that there will be spiritual stagnation. You will not have time to pursue the things of God. Only your business, only your career, only your money, only your children. Some people, the blessing that God has given to you has become your problem to serve God. Too much of money is what is making you say, you know, I don't have time. You know, I don't have time. That's what's causing it. Or too much of poverty can also cause it. It's both sides. Poverty can be bad. Wealth can be a problem. And some people, it is marriage. This marriage is now your big problem. You were a very vibrant man when you started serving God. Since you married this woman now, no problem. You are just pursuing everything. Now the thing with children go chop. Now we did this what to do is a lie. Eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. Say it's a lie. That's not true. That's not God. That is how the people of this world think. Eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. We are not dying like that. If we die, it's appointed unto man wants to die after death, judgment. We will give account of why we came here. So the question I want to even ask you, the big question this morning is, do you know why you are here? Do you know why you are on earth? Do you know why you're on earth? Write it down. Write it down. Why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? What am I doing here? If you don't answer the question here, it will be a big problem there. If you don't answer that question here and it's not clear here, that means you failed the script. All the exam in time, you failed it already. I will not have all the time to tell us things about that this morning, but I have a book on it already. The book is not available when it comes out to get it. But start pressing to pray and say, God, why am I here? That's the first step to discovering purpose. God, why am I here? Why did you put the ability to do business in me? Is it just to build house, build mansion? Don't you just see how my brothers build houses in the east and nobody's living there? Apataremego. Anualamola. Mansion Kamno. The guy built a very gigantic house. Nobody, he will come there only twice a year. He's in the US or Canada. He will show up once and he will show up the other time. Then they will employ people to be cleaning the house. You are employing people to service your vanity. Is it bad to have a house? No. Is it bad to make it big? I'm not saying that. But can we think of something we can do? If you are that rich to build that house, why not build half size of that house and use half of the money to put in an investment and take care of orphans and do something that your life will count for? Let's think big. Think out of the box. Don't think of satisfying your own vanity alone. Think of a life that will be worth it. And there are some people who are very young. They are already pushing out. They will make impact in life. They don't have any money. There's somebody else who has made the money. He's pushing out the money. He does not have impact. Let's balance it. Does anybody get what I'm saying here? Yes. When we fail to grow spiritually, and listen, because you are pursuing vanity, you'll not grow spiritually. You're not growing spiritually. You don't have eternal perspective. Everybody here is supposed to grow spiritually. Study the word of God. Grow. Get better in the things of God. Build a prayer culture. Build a prayer culture. You don't just pray because... Every time people pray now, they're just praying, favor, amen, blessing, amen, receive it, amen. Receive it. Sometimes they didn't even hear what the pastor said. When I say receive death, they didn't hear, amen. Just anything, receive, 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 receive. I receive in my prophet. Say it again, Papa. See very well, Papa. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. They now put hype man for prophet. Hey, guy, the man of God, seen in the shadow. The guy would now form hype, hold the microphone like this and bounce and say, kaka, kaka, come, 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 come. Now, deception. Deception. Professor, professor. As I am doing like this now, I'm already prophesying to somebody's future. If you take steps to what I'm saying, your future will be brighter. Prophecy is in two dimensions, foretelling and forthtelling. I can sit from here and tell you that the purpose of God for your life is this. If you position yourself systematically, you will enter prophecy. It is easier to enter prophecy systematically than to enter being conjured. In the crowd of all those that have been conjured, only two or three people the prophecy belongs to. When I teach well and there are 1,000 people, 900 people can get it and their lives will be better. You need a teaching prophet. Teaching prophet. Because light can make your life better. Am I making sense here now? 2026, as we are entering 25, go and prepare and have a prayer altar. And say, I pray regularly by so time. I taught them at Oxano. I can't teach it here again, like I said. There must be, spirits are consistent. Spirit like to meet a particular time. Those that go for cultic meeting, if it's 12 o'clock, you must wake up and go. Watch all the movies you saw. If you're supposed to be in meeting and you're not in the meeting, they will query you. Is that they wake up and say, they're going to take your wife, or they'll take your children, or they'll take something from you. Because you missed one meeting. With spirits, because spirits are consistent. So you have to put a meeting with God. If it's 30 minutes, you can pray. If it's 20 minutes, if it's 1 hour, anyone you can do, start and be what? Consistent. 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 You will not need any false prophet to direct your life. Think eternally. Don't think only for time. If I close my eyes now in death, how far have I done? If you are asking for more time, if they come to knock your heart tonight and you're asking for more time, you know why? You have not done as much as you should. If you have done so much like Paul, look at what Paul said. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have kept the faith. Now is laid for me the crown of righteousness. Peter came to his own and he said, I have done everything that I have done. Jesus Christ told me that I will put away this cloth. I am even ready to put it away. Jesus, how far? When? And they were waiting for him. Whereas we are pursuing many things. Many things. And we have trained our children to see that kind of lifestyle. Some of our children see how you leave home by 5 o'clock in the morning and you come back by 9. And you justify it by telling them, now because of now, I did suffer like this. Now because of now, I did suffer like this. You do it for 10 years, 15 years. On Sunday, you sleep on the bed sometimes. Okay, everybody's here today, so maybe we're not that kind of people. Sleep on the bed like that and they will see it. Sometimes the children will say, Mommy, let's go to church. Let's go to church. He says, come on, shut up. Ah, I know they have gone to church. He said, come on, I know. Come on, go sit down there. No, I too sabi, no more than yourself. Then when the child wakes up and grows up and becomes an area gogo, bag, it will now take away your peace of mind and do high blood pressure that will end you on time. What people sow is what they reap. There's always a harvest. So let's position ourselves like wise people and say, no, I will structure my family. I will put an eternal perspective. I will let my brothers, if you're an elder brother, your siblings are living with your younger ones. And the only thing that they are seeing is a bad life, rubbish life, terrible. You are mentoring somebody in unrighteousness. Can I be mentoring somebody in unrighteousness? Consider it. Is that your younger brother's life? What can you do to make his life better? That your younger sister, what can you do to make her life better? There are many girls everywhere, young girls. If they sleep, if they go tonight, every Friday, they're in one dark place or the other. They like darkness. Kosha panolo fe. Think about it. They don't like it. No, why should you online? If you shine the light of Jesus and you show somebody the path, and 20 years later, the person's life is grounded, don't you know that that is eternal value? Why should somebody look at you and your life becomes a model of something wrong? Say, God forbid. Yes. Rise up on your feet. Let's close. I don't want to talk too much again. Let's close. And say, God, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, God. I don't want to be an example of anything negative. I want to be a person living with eternal perspective. I want to live with eternal perspective. And be intentional about it. Be very intentional. Be very intentional about it. Be very intentional about it and say, Lord, I receive help. I'm not here to just live like that. No, you are 30, you are 40, you are 50, 60. What have we done? What have we done? The Bible says to every purpose, there is a time appointed. There is a time, one day, everybody will close their eyes and live here. They will go and give account of what they have done. Nobody's going to be here forever. You know, some of your friends have gone already. You know, let nobody deceive themselves. Pray and say, God, help me to have eternal perspectives. Help me to have eternal perspectives. I will not only be seen in time, I'll be seeing the future. I will not only do to satisfy myself, I will ask, what about the kingdom? What about the work of God? Is there something that is making souls, messages like this come? Can I do something to make sure that something like this will stand more? Preaching the gospel will be more established. Reaching out to broken people and bringing them into Christ will be more established. I want to be eternal. I want to immortalize myself. The way to immortalize yourself is to get connected to things that are eternal. When you connect to things that are eternal, you immortalize yourself. You immortalize yourself. I want you to pray and say, God, help me. There's nobody condemning anybody. I'm just telling you the truth about life, because we cannot continue the way we are and live like we do not know that there will be time when everybody will live. I want to live a spiritually robust life. I will be better in 2020.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.